I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News. Billings may not be Hollywood, but for a while earlier this month, it was the primary location of a feature film. It's a movie that draws inspiration from the Magic City's response to anti-Semitism in the 1990s.
Mark it. 127, take one.
Rolling, rolling. Quiet, please.
Seven.
And action.
That's producer Jerry Rafter. The film crew is shooting inside Congregation Beth Aaron in Billings with student rabbi Eric Urarte.
I'm proud to live here, a city that collectively stood up as Jew and as non-Jew alike and said, no, we will not tolerate this.
It's a scene from the independent feature film, We Burn Like This, the story of a young Jewish girl, a descendant of the Holocaust, who's on a journey of identity and personal healing.
It's been a long time coming. I actually first wrote this as a short story about 10 years ago, and then I made it into a short film when I was at USC down in LA.
That's writer-director Alana Waxman. She left LA for Montana 5 years ago to develop this story into a feature film. She says Billings became the setting thanks to the involvement of film producer and Billings native Marshall Granger.
As I was getting to know Marshall Granger and spending more time here in Billings and getting to know the history here, and particularly the more recent Jewish history, it suddenly dawned on me that it would be great to connect this story, to ground it to the spine of the Not in Our Town movement.
Not in Our Town was a citizen-led response to a rash of anti-Semitic and racist incidences in Billings in the 1990s. Now, Billings is not usually featured when films are shot in Montana. The setting is typically Western Montana. But in We Burn Like This, the city is almost a character. The lead, Ray, works for the Downtown Billings Association. And the Billings iconic scenery, like the refineries and the rims, are all featured in the film. Having a Billings-centric movie has been a goal of Granger's.
I've always wanted to somehow bring a film, a feature film project, to Billings, and so I'm amazed as we really do this that just how much support we've had from the community.
For Alana Waxman, the Billings support has helped them make a professional film on a very low, low budget.
That we have houses donated where our crew is staying. We've had motel rooms and hotel rooms donated for some of our actors and food donations, and I'll give a shout out to the Pita Pit, who gave us a large donation, who was one of Marshall's first jobs. And so, yeah, that also is the equivalent of cash as well.
The film has also benefited from a grant from the Montana Film Office, as well as the Montana Arts Council. Now, back at the synagogue, the scene is taking several hours to shoot.
So how it goes, there's some calls. I say, roll camera, roll sound, and then we're really quiet throughout the whole take.
Producer Jerry Rafter is explaining how it will play out to the dozen extras who turned out.
And then we say cut, and then we'll kind of make some tweaks, we'll reposition everything, and then we'll do it again a couple more times.
For extras like Summer Lee Arnold and her mom Lynn Arnold, the repositioning and reshooting a scene can be, well, a little boring.
With her, it's
awkward.
Probably the boredom.
A little bit.
I'm not surprised because I've seen it. I've seen extras working and stuff before. I've just never been one.
The film crew has left Billings and moved on to Butte for a few days and eventually to Missoula, where the editing will take place. Waxman's goal is to secure more grants and have We Burn Like This completed within a year. Her dream is a premiere at a film festival like Sundance or South by Southwest. I'm Kay Erickson for Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Cut. And that's a cut. Great.
Yeah, good job,
everybody.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Yeah.